remember your college days and the freshman 15? In your 20s, it was pretty easy to get it off with a change of nutrition and a little exercise. Well, here's a little info about your 30s, 40s, and 50s. Women tend to lose about 1% of their muscle mass per year, starting near the age of 30. That muscle loss will gradually slow your metabolism. And because some women in their 30s have had at least one child, you may be juggling young children as well as the stress from your career. Meaning, you don't even have a moment to brush your teeth and enjoy your breakfast, let alone getting to the gym on a regular basis. But never fear, you can get what you need in shorter workouts. But you must get intense. To get the most bang for your buck, try interval training. Alternating short bursts of high intensity exercise with short recovery periods. It's been shown women who do intervals for 20 minutes burn 3 times as much fat as those who worked on a steady pace for 40 minutes. Try it on a treadmill or elliptical or during your walk today. That sounds easy enough to do in your 30s, but what happens by age 40? You can lose close to 10% of your muscle mass into your 40s, which means you will be burning about 100 fewer daily calories than you were the previous decade. This decade is when a lot of weight goes toward the abdomen, hips, and thighs. But never fear, there's always a way to keep your pant size in check. It's time to kick up your workouts. A slowing metabolism begins to make it difficult to avoid the extra pounds. So you're going to have to take your workout to another level. And make sure you do some full body strength training 2 to 3 times per week, along with doing vigorous cardio, such as spinning classes or even Zumba, for at least 40 minutes most days each week, and you'll continue to burn mega calories. And your metabolism will get a boost for hours afterward. Now onto the mid-century decade, the 50s. This is a decade of some transitions. You're probably going through perimenopause or menopause and struggling with a sluggish metabolism. You're afraid to step on the scale because you've seen the scale creep up, and it will if you allow it to. Reality is, many women gain weight in their 50s, but you can stop that from happening. No need to say goodbye to your flat, sleek stomach. You just need to work a little harder to keep it. Aim for 60 minutes of moderate exercise every day. Put the time in and stay committed to your 60. This is your 60 time, nobody else's, so take the time out for you. If you're time crunched, 30 minutes a day of vigorous activity can do the trick too. Also, do 2 to 3 strength training sessions per week to focus on that muscle, to beef up that metabolism and keep your sleek look. As women age into their 30s, 40s, and 50s, they must focus on the best routine for them to boost that metabolism and keep your body burning the unnecessary fat no one wants to see. For KSCR, this is Colin Johnson.